case you missed it the first time. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
I'm just going to let you talk here.
Okay.
I don't even know where to go with this. You meeting Pottery Guy's family without him being there.
And he wasn't even there. Yes. I mean, you can't even make this up. This is so my life, okay?
Right?
This is so my life. So I have not met them. I have met his children. I have met some friends. But there is a lot of people I have not met for numerous reasons.
Sure.
One, we're busy. Two, we have children. And when we don't have free time, we spend it together. And then that is hard. You know what I'm saying? Time is limited. So meeting all these people takes time.
And you've been together how long, you and Pottery Guy?
Since July. So what is that?
9 months? Eight months?
Slow down. 7, 8, something, whatever. Slow your roll, brother.
Funny how men and women both say men will probably make it longer, women will probably make it shorter.
Exactly.
Or vice versa. Women make it longer is what maybe. I don't know.
Could be any way.
I don't know. Anyway, so I have not met his parents, and they all live in the same town as him, okay? So it's not like it would be hard to do. I have not met his brother, any of these people. So on Saturday, he and his friends were putting on this ice fishing thing out in Econimowoc to raise money for a sick kid, which they've done every year.
Awesome.
So, of course, he's like, you're going to come, right? And I'm like, of course I'm going to come support you. Didn't occur to me that his whole family would be there, and I haven't met them. Like,
really?
Never occurred to me, okay, until like 3 days before. So he tells me this. I have the freak out where I'm like,
because you're going with your kids who are mayhem.
Right, but
mayhem.
I've been dying to meet them.
Yeah.
But then it's like getting real, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, you're going to be so busy at this thing, and your family's going to be there, and you're not going to be able to, like, this is going to be so awkward. And he's like, I wouldn't leave you alone. Chill out. Da-da-da-da-da. I'm like, okay.
Oh, no.
Fast forward Saturday morning. I say, get up, boys. We're going ice fishing.
What?
Owen and Hudson.
So Wisconsin.
And
I love
it was
that.
Seriously.
Perfect day, man. It was so nice outside
this
to be outside.
Weekend was great.
It was great. So we go out there, and I was obviously nervous because I don't know, like, any of these people. And by the way, everybody looks the same at this thing. They have a big beard on, sunglasses, and a hat.
Yeah.
And snow pants and a big coat. Everybody looks like my dude.
So
and
yeah.
no
turning around, going,
which way I turn
Pottery
around,
Guy.
But, I don't even know where he is.
You're not Pottery Guy, you're Joel.
I swear, every time I thought, like, the same guy repeatedly. So the kids ice fish, whatever. I'm standing there right after we get there, and the kids are trying ice fishing with one of his friends because, you know, Pottery Guy's off taking care of stuff.
Yeah.
And,
like,
man in the grill, whatever. And all of a sudden, this man comes up, and he's like, Ellie, hello. You know, it was his dad. And he was like, I was like loving it, first of all, that he walked right up to me because
Pottery
that's
James
my speed.
Guy's dad.
Oh,
that's my
God.
Speed, you know, just let's go, cut to the chase, let's meet each other. So I was like, oh my gosh, hi. So it was perfect because I was completely unprepared.
And still, Pottery Guy, nowhere to be found. Pottery Guy didn't walk up and introduce him at all. Like, this is my dad. They're, my dad's over
he
there.
Was,
my mom's over there. Nothing.
I couldn't even
Nothing.
Tell you where he was when his dad walked up and introduced himself. But I was like, I'm so happy to meet you. Finally, he's like, would you like to meet my wife? I'm like, hell yes.
Oh my God,
I
want
to meet your wife. I'm loving it. So more happens. And I didn't just meet his mom. I met a lot of people.
And you wound up at a bar.
And I wound up at a restaurant and had a whole meal with his family without him. Okay?
I want details.
I have got so many details for you.
It was
you
a bar restaurant. Call it what it was.
Whatever. It was a bar.
Give me details.
With my
next.
Boyfriend's family, and he was nowhere to be found. And P.S. I just met them that day.
Yeah.
Hey, you can't make this up.
Oh my God.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com. This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
So to recap, how you, Allie, wound up hanging
how
out
I
with
met the fam.
The entire family with no Pottery Guy present.
No. It's, I mean,
not
this is
all.
So my life. You can't even make this stuff up.
And the fact that Pottery Guy's dad walks up on you as soon as you get to this event that Pottery
said,
Guy's throwing. Like,
yes, I loved it, though.
Very
because
forward.
It cut right to it, man.
Yep.
I didn't have to stress for an hour about where his parents. Oh God, I gotta meet his. You know, it was just
true.
Like fine.
Yeah.
So that broke the ice, pun intended, as we're ice fishing, right? So anyway, so I meet his dad, and then I go and I finally meet his mom, and I met his brother, and I met his aunts, and so I'm meeting everybody, and they're awesome. But guess who's still not around?
Pottery Guy.
Okay,
where you at,
so
bro?
We're
oh
at
God.
This fundraiser, ice fishing fundraiser on Saturday, and literally I'm meeting them all, and he's busy with the fundraiser, so he's nowhere to be found.
But now you're not just meeting them; you're hanging out with
I am
them.
Full on for hours. hours, okay?
Oh, my God.
So it ends.
With your kids.
With my kids. So I've now met them as well.
They might as well have been a family reunion at this point.
Might as well have. So it all ends, and I'm going to get ready to leave. It's like maybe 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and he's like, no. We go to the bar now. We go to the bar. And I'm like, you know, and I go, okay, fine. So we go over to the bar restaurant, right? Yes. Across the way from the lake. And guess who's all together? It's me. It's Pottery Guy's mom, who I loved, by the way. She was hysterical.
Uh-huh.
She was totally my speed. So God. His mom, his aunts, fun too, totally my speed, which is probably his worst nightmare, quite frankly.
Okay. Yeah.
So his dad was great. So I'm literally like at a restaurant bar now with his mom, his dad, his children, my children, his aunts.
Where the hell is Pottery?
He's not his friend. He's busy. Leave him alone.
And meanwhile, everyone's saying the same thing to me. Everyone I met over the weekend was two things, the same thing over and over. You do exist. That was the first thing that everybody said to me. And the second thing was, when are you going to say his name on the air? I got asked that nonstop over the, like, that was like, and I said, I don't know, because it feels weird to not say Pottery Guy at this point.
True, even hanging out socially.
But his friends and family are like, okay, like, and I get it. Like, from the inside, you're like, this is a real relationship. Like, when are you going to start saying his name? I'm like, I don't know.
People remember Pottery Guy. They're not going to remember his real name, Clarence.
His name is not Clarence.
Clarence James Pottery Guy.
But basically, the funny part of the story is that we sat down. Everyone was so, like, I loved it because everyone was super, like, welcoming and, like, made me feel included, which was, like, nice because I was having a freak out inside, obviously.
Did you say they were being nice to your kids, too?
They were so nice to my kids. His parents were like giving him money for the arcade games. Yeah. And I was like, you guys are so just kind and generous, you know, just nice.
All around good folk.
You know, and so, but they're the grandparents to his kids. So they're you know how grandparents
are. They are.
Grandparents are like, come here, kids, we gotcha.
We got that retirement money.
So,
here you go.
Like, everyone was so nice, and I was actually super comfortable. That was the weirdest part about it.
Yeah.
Was that he wasn't there the whole time because he was breaking down everything, and I had a full meal with his family. First meeting, he's never there. I mean,
what are you slow clapping, Pottery Guy? What are you doing?
I'm slow clapping. Dude, the fact that...
Please explain your slow clap real quick.
I
want to know what we're slow clapping about, because I'll join.
The fact that I sat through an entire day with my boyfriend's family and I didn't know them and he was nowhere to be found, that's a little nervous.
Thank you.
I
will start this slow clap over again, damn it.
Oh, my God.
You had the whole thing down the whole time.
You had the whole thing down.
Oh, look, she's... I can... Let me...
I was talking to... Gibbons, how much of a talker is this woman?
I know, but she's...
You're right. Do you think she was in any trouble? Do you think she was in any trouble at any point?
No, Riggs, but I can only... I can only imagine the horror in her mind, body, and soul as she's walking up. Her kids run away immediately. She walks up to the event. She goes, oh, God, where are my kids? Oh, God, where are my kids? And then immediately, you're alone. And then Pottery Guy's dad comes up, and you don't freak out. I'm going to do the slow clap again because you deserve it. You held it together.
He admitted, though, at the end, when he finally, at the dinner was over, he shows up. He's done tearing down the event. And he goes, you were right. I go, about what? He goes, I wouldn't have been able to hang out with you and my family. And he goes, you were right. And I go, I know. I've spent the whole day with them now.
And you know, he's thinking that the whole time he's out there breaking out. He's like, oh, God.
It made
me
like him more, though, because I liked everybody.
See?
This is awesome! This is awesome!
Yes. Now I'm going to go crawl in a hole. Bye.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 1037kissfm.com.